Welcome to Torah Nimecha Parsha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Danielle Bloom, and today we will be learning Parshas Va'eschanan. In our journey through Sefer Devarim, we spoke last week about how this Sefer is Moshe Rabbeinu's living will to the Jewish people. In Parshas Devarim, Moshe informed the new generation that they were ready for the challenge of entering the land of Israel. Unlike their parents, they would not repeat the mistakes of the past. Moshe also encouraged Yehoshua as their new leader. Even though Moshe himself would not be going with them, he assured them that they would be well taken care of. They were his beloved Talmidim, and they were ready to take on their eternal mission. But what exactly is this mission? This parsha, Parshas Va'eschanan, contains the fundamental, philosophical, and religious underpinnings of what it means to be a Jew and a people. It explains the nature of our mission once we arrive in the land. This will also elucidate why our homeland needs to be physically located exactly where it is, at the crossroads of humanity. We might wonder, why did Hashem place us in the midst of the action? Why not on some remote island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean? Hawaii sounds nice. Somewhere quiet and safe, out of the way, with waterfalls and easily defensible borders. If our entire purpose was to be focused on ourselves, that location would have sufficed. We could have built a beautiful nation living al pi Torah, totally self-contained and self-sufficient, without the influences of the outside world. But that is not the purpose that Hashem had in mind for us. Arguably, the most important pasuk in the Torah is found in our parsha. It must be said twice a day. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, it is the only part of davening that when not said with Perush Hamilos and proper kavana, correct translation and intent, must be repeated. Which one is it? Let us learn Rashi's translation of the central pasuk together. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Listen up, Jewish people. Hashem, Shehu Elokeinu Ata, Hashem, that is only our God now. Hu Aseh Lihios Hashem Echad. Ultimately, He will be the God of the entire world. Rashi quotes the verse with which we complete our prayers in Aleinu, Vayom Hahu Yihyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. How is this supposed to happen? Moshe Rabbeinu gives us the answer. It's not something that will happen on its own. It's our mission to make this happen. That's what this parsha is all about. It's our responsibility to become partners with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring His name to the world. Therefore, besides for the Torah being a formula for our success, Hashem wanted that formula for living an ethical life spread throughout the world. It's not enough for us to go about our merry way. Now we understand why our land is strategically positioned at the crossroads of the Middle East, between Egypt and Mesopotamia, Europe, Asia, and Africa. All international travel occurred through this small slice of real estate. People passing through would witness our just society with honest judges, with integrity, and a strong economic system that cared for the poor and the needy, the orphan and the widow. As long as a person would accept Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, he was welcome, and we were obligated to care for that person as a ger asher b'sharecha. We were tasked with building a society that could be emulated by all. By acting properly and spreading the name and message of Hashem, we would influence other nations. They would come to associate our successes and failures with the existence of God. Our impact was meant to ripple through the nations around us, promoting a just and divine way of life, thereby bringing Hashem's name to the entire world. Bayom Hahu Yihyeh Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. This mission is multifaceted. It involves not only creating a model society within our borders, but also actively engaging with the world beyond them. Our land's location ensured that we would be at the heart of international interactions, where we could serve as a beacon of ethical and spiritual guidance. The Torah and the mitzvot provide us with a framework for achieving this. By living according to these divine laws, we demonstrate the wisdom and righteousness of Hashem's commandments. The Torah addresses all aspects of life, civil, criminal, economic, social. It teaches us how to create a harmonious society where individuals care for one another, uphold justice, and live in peace. Moshe states this explicitly. In Perek Daled, Moshe explains why these laws are so important. He explains the idea of being a light unto the nations. These laws have a purpose. These laws are your wisdom. Kihi chachmaschem uvinaschem le'inei ha'amim. People will look at you and they will proclaim, wow, this is a great nation. They are so wise. Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim ilav kashem elokeinu. What a great nation that has Hashem so close to them. People will proclaim these statements about us when we are fulfilling our mission. And if they aren't, oy vey. Our job is to establish a society that represents Hashem. We are the representatives of Hashem on earth. What is the nature of this relationship? Two themes that we will find throughout the Sefer, Avinu and Malkeinu. Hashem is our Father, our King. We are the children of the King. As we have already seen in Shmos, B'ni B'chori Yisrael. As Sforno explains, just as the firstborn child represents the father to the other children, so we represent Hashem to the other nations of the world. And another pasuk that we'll find later in our Chumash, Banim Atem L'Hashem Lokechem. Just as a child walking down the street represents his family name, there goes so-and-so, so too we are the Jewish people. Our land is meant to be a land that embodies this message. It is a means to enable us to accomplish this mission. And you need to act in a way that when other nations look at you, they remember Hashem. You are the symbol. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, which is compared to a smelting furnace where metals are refined so that they become pure, resilient, and usable to be formed into the tools that the master wants to create. We are taught that we are not to make any graven images to represent God. Why not? Because we are the representation of God. We are the only human physical representation of Hashem. Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha. When we get it right, we make a Kiddush Hashem, but oh no, when we don't. Our success in the land is measured by our ability to fulfill this mission. When we live up to these ideals, we bring honor to Hashem and draw others closer to Him. When we fall short, we risk not only our own well-being, but also the opportunity to positively influence the world. This leads right to the second half of Perek Dalet. If we don't do what we're supposed to do, then there's no purpose in being in the land. It's not a reward to be in the land. The land is a tool to accomplish what we need to accomplish. And this second half of Perek Dalet is the Kriyas HaTorah for Tisha B'Av. This is Galus, explicated in the Torah. Ha'idosi b'chem ayom es ha'shamayim v'es ha'aretz ki avo tovei don maher me'al ha'aretz asher atem ovrim es ha'yardein shama l'rishta. Lo ta'arichon yamim aleha ki shameiti shameidon. Moshe swears that we will be suffer destruction in the land. We will not be allowed to stay in it. We will be wiped out. We will be spread out among other nations, and there will be so few of us left. This message is the perfect segue to Parakeh. Here, Moshe reiterates the Bris Sinai, which spells out word for word the conditions of the covenant that we agreed to keep. Anochi Hashem Lokecha Asher Tzeicha Me'aretz Mitzrayim. I am Hashem, your God, who took you out of Mitzrayim. The Sefer HaChinuch adds in Mitzvah Chav Hei, V'nasan lanu es HaTorah, that part and parcel of Emunah is the recognition that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim for this purpose. Lo yiyelech Elohim Acherim al panai. You work for me and no other. There are no other forces in the world, no other bosses. This is an exclusive relationship. Lo tisa es shem Hashem Elokecha lashav. Do not misuse or misrepresent my name. This commandment cautions against tarnishing Hashem's reputation. If we behave poorly, it reflects badly on Hashem, and He will not forgive such actions. The Me'iri equates this with stealing money while wearing a talis, essentially making a chil Hashem. When people see such hypocrisy, it reflects back on Hashem Himself. Therefore, we must be ethical because our actions shape how others view Hashem. Dibra 4, the Osbris, the sign of the covenant. One day separated to elevate the week, Shabbos. This symbol and sign for all eternity demonstrates that we are different and bound to this covenant. Just as we are a nation separated to elevate the world, we are bound to a day that is separated to elevate the rest of the week. Anyone who keeps Shabbos can attest that it is not merely a one-day affair. It transforms the entire schedule and rhythm of life. Dibra 5, honor your father and mother. The only way to sustain a nation representing God in the land is to ensure the transmission of Torah values to the next generation. Honoring parents is crucial for the continuity of these values. It is through this respect and education that the covenant remains eternal. These commandments form the foundation of our relationship with Hashem and our mission in the world. Each dibra reinforces a specific aspect of this relationship and our responsibilities. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, recognizing Hashem as the one true God. Lo yelecha Elohim Acherim, maintaining exclusivity in our relationship with Hashem. Lo tisa, Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, preserving the sanctity of Hashem's name through our actions. Zachar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, observing Shabbos as a sign of our covenant and an elevation of our daily lives. Kibud Av V'Em, honoring parents to ensure the transmission of Torah values and the perpetuation of the covenant. Each of these commandments not only guides our behavior, but also serves as a testament to our unique role in the world. By adhering to these principles, we uphold the covenant and fulfill our mission to be a light unto the nations, demonstrating the wisdom and righteousness of Hashem's ways. Our actions, both individually and collectively, reflect on Hashem and influence how others perceive the divine. Through ethical behavior, reverence for Shabbos, and respect for our parents, we embody the values that define our identity as a people chosen to elevate and inspire the world. This thematically leads us straight to Parak Vav, Shema, paragraph number 1. Question: why did Chazal choose the two paragraphs of Shema, one from our parsha and one from next week? Why was this mitzvah given now? The Baal Tanya asked this question. All of the big ideas and attitudes of how to keep the Torah are sandwiched between these two paragraphs. Chazal believed that we should internalize the Torah to such an extent that we know it by heart. Each morning when we pray, we're expected to have in mind all of the teachings from Parak Vav through Yod Aleph of Devarim. This section of the Torah includes profound lessons on the importance of loving Hashem. How are we supposed to love Hashem? The Torah tells us, with all that we've got, b'chal levavcha, b'chal nafshecha, b'chal modecha, with all our talents, abilities, and capabilities, each of us is unique. It's our responsibility to use those unique gifts in the service of Hashem. Just as Klal Yisrael is enjoined to use the land for a purpose, each of us is expected to use our gifts in the service of Hashem. That is the ultimate thanks for all of our personal gifts. We are challenged to use all of our special talents in the service of Hashem. B'chol levavcha, Rashi says, even our human desires, shnei yitzaracha, yitzar hara and yitzar tov. B'chol modecha, Rashi says, with the good and the bad that life brings our way. B'chol mida umida shemodeid lecha. This parsha gives us both our collective mission statement and our personal mission statement. And then what? Internalize it. Al levavecha. We need to be passionate about it, cognizant and aware. Then, vishinantam levanecha. Teach it to your children. Only something that we are passionate about will have the staying power necessary to survive, both in the land and in our long, arduous galus. V'dibarta bam, speak about it all the time, where and when, wherever you are. B'shivtcha b'veisacha uvelechtcha v'derech. And that's not enough. We need to take these exact words and tie them to our head and our heart and place them on our doorposts, in our tefillin, and on our mezuzos, so that we never forget this message. Our mission statement is literally tied to us. Every time we enter our homes, we need to think about our homes being built on this foundation. And every time we leave our homes, we need to focus on taking this message with us. Al mezuzos beisecha uvisharecha. Shema emphasizes the need to keep Hashem's commandments diligently, to teach them to our children, and to speak of them constantly in our homes, when we walk on the way, when we lie down, when we rise up. These chapters remind us to bind these words as a sign on our hands and between our eyes, and to write them on the doorposts of our homes and on our gates. In these prakim, we also find a strong focus on the uniqueness of our relationship with Hashem. We are reminded of His faithfulness, His love, and the miracles He performed for our ancestors in Mitzrayim and throughout our journey in the wilderness. This section calls us to remember and never forget His kindness, to fear Him, serve Him, and swear by His name alone. Moreover, these chapters contain crucial instructions about the land we are about to enter. We are taught that our success in the land depends on our adherence to the Torah. The blessings of the land, its prosperity, and our well-being are directly tied to our obedience to Hashem's commandments. Conversely, turning away from His laws leads to dire consequences. Chazal understood that by reciting the Shema each morning and evening, we reinforce these vital principles daily. The Shema encapsulates the essence of these chapters, serving as a constant reminder of our commitments and the profound truths that underpin our faith and practice. Thus, in our daily prayers, we are not merely uttering words, but are engaging in a deep, reflective practice that calls to mind the breadth and depth of our covenant with Hashem. We recall His commandments, His love, and His expectations for us as His chosen people. This mindfulness helps us to live each day with intention, guided by the wisdom and directives of the Torah. The theme of this week's parsha is that Hashem's name is inscribed on each and every one of us. It is an honor, but it is also a tremendous responsibility. Let us all make sure that we never forget it. Thank you.